Good morning, we're continuing here on the Hilchos Shabbos, learning Talmud and Aleph, which is the Melacha of Shochet, and we're looking at Siman Zion, where he mentions that there is the Melacha of Shochet, the Melacha of Netzil Sashama applies to insects as well. And so we left off with the question, if a person is walking and there are ants on the ground, what are his responsibilities vis-a-vis that? So in the case where a person is walking in the Fitumo, the example of the Chiyadim of the Fitumo is the person is intentionally walking there, making it look like it's being done nonchalantly. But in a case where a person is actually walking nonchalantly, he's not trying to walk over there, so simply to step on the ants. But there's a possibility he's going to be stepping on the ants, so it's a Dabar Shedim Miskaven. He has no intention to try and kill the ants. It's not his purpose. It's a Dabar Shedim Miskaven, and it's not a Psik Reisha. It's not necessarily definite that he's going to be stepping on ants. So in the simplest case, we're not going to have a problem. Where things get more complicated is where there's a large amount of ants walking around, and it's going to be very difficult to avoid stepping on the ants. What can one do? So there's multiple approaches to this question. Let's talk them through one by one. One possibility is that even if there are a lot of ants over there, in any given step, it's not necessarily that he's going to be stepping on ants. We can feel certain that if he walks through this area, the 10, 15 steps it's going to take for him to walk through the area, he's going to definitely kill some ants. But each step which he takes is not a vada, it's going to happen. So do we look at it as a psik reisha or not? So we have an action which each physical act that the person is doing is not a psik reisha. But the overall situation is definite, it's going to happen. Is that considered a psik reisha or not? So Nissen Karelitz in his Sefer Chut Shani assumes that that's not called a psik reisha. We look at each step as a separate action. Similar case, a person is walking through a field and there's grass growing, especially tall grass, which tends to tear out as you walk through it. Any given step, it's not vada he's going to be tearing out grass, but over the whole journey that he has through the field, he's definitely going to be tearing out some grass along the way. A person is walking near a sensor, and any given step is not necessarily going to trigger the sensor or cause the lights to turn on, but we can feel confident that if he walks down this section of sidewalk, one of those steps is going to turn on the light. We don't know which one, but one of them will. So do we look at that as a psik reisha or not? So he assumes no, that's not a psik reisha. So if we assume that that's not, and then that's a scenario that we're dealing with, so it's not a psik reisha, that's going, it's Dabar Shedim Miskaven and it's mutter. But let's say a case that the amount of ants which are there is so dense that he definitely is going to be stepping on ants. Even this step right now, he knows for sure that's going to happen. The act over here of killing the ants has two drabbanans in it. It's a melacha shenei tzirich l'gufo. Even if it's a psik reisha that he's doing it, he has no use for this what he's doing. It's a melacha shenei tzirich l'gufo. And it's also makalko. He's killing something for no purpose. That's makalko. So it's definitely a drabbanan. What is the status of psik reisha and drabbanan? Psik reisha and drabbanan is also asur. Psik reisha lo nichalei and drabbanan. Abimachim tsar is mutter. So if the person needs to travel through this area to get to somewhere which is important, if he doesn't, it's going to be in his state of tsar, so he would be mutter to do so. It's a psik reisha and drabbanan, and abimachim tsar lo gozer. There, the case of that's not an argument, it's not Makam Tsar, he could wait. So if he can go around a different direction, he should go around a different direction. If he could walk through in such a way where he's doing it with a shinui, so he can add another level of a drabbanan, so maybe he should do so. So the person grapple with the scenario, which it's a psik reisha, he's going to do so. Maybe he walks through tippy-toe, maybe he can avoid it and make it not a psik reisha. So one should do so. To try, and even if he does, it's being done with the shinui, that he's walking in a way which is abnormal. So multiple steps to try and address this problem. a definitive final answer we do not necessarily have for all scenarios, but the most scenarios we have a way to have a workaround around this problem. Have a good day.